This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Oh, sometimes I get a good
feeling, yeah. So remember that diving team that that went in and saved all those kids from that Thai soccer team stuck in a cave recently? Well, they've done it again.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah.
Oh.
Thumbs up.
They've done it again. They've rescued a dog named George who was stuck for 3 days in a cave in Wales, which is where they're from. The Daily Mail reporting that Alex Barrett was walking George when his beloved pup fell into a hole and became stuck. Jeez. I could hear him, so I thought he was really close to the surface. So I spent about 8 hours trying to dig him out before I called the fire brigade. The brigade, the fire department, in turn, called the South and Mid Wales Cave Rescue Team, who patiently worked to reach him. This is what they do, and they're the best at it. They eventually managed to get through and start feeding him with food at the end of a stick and water with the top of a bottle before they got him out. Post-rescue photos show a muddy team holding an equally muddy, tired-looking dog. But I just thought it was just, you know?
Amazing.
This is just what these guys do. It just struck me just right and hopefully struck you too. Yeah, it's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Round number one of The Masked Lover. Fellas, I'm thinking we need three of you.
Yeah.
We need three of you, 702-364-9898. You can call right now if you want to line up. We are looking to find love for Lil Jess.
Okay.
For Valentine's Day. Or something that's, you know, that resembles love. Yeah. Something that's close to love.
Something that'll keep you warm at night.
That's a good thing, Jess. That's a good thing.
That's a little more than what I was hoping to find at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Don't set their expectations up too high.
Yeah. So, fellas, we're going to have you talk to Jess.
Okay.
And also talk to us.
Yeah, because I got questions, too.
Sure. It's Jess's thing.
I know, but I feel like I need to vet these guys.
That's great. I'm gonna give you 4 minutes to get rid of those feelings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm so far out of my comfort zone right now. It's not even funny. I'm nervous for all of this. And I misspoke a second ago. Because you know, Lil Jess, as we head into round number one of The Masked Lover, we try to find love for our producer, Lil Jess, for Valentine's Day. Our gift to you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know that if she had her way, Kayla would be picking this person for
Absolutely.
You. You realize that that's, if she had her way, that that's how this would
oh,
work.
Oh, okay.
I got a good picker, man. I got a good picker, so.
When you first came here, you hadn't been in a relationship for 8 years.
That means that I was being a good picker and realized that there wasn't much out there.
You were being picky. That's different than
aren't they the same pick. Thing?
However, that's that maybe is what you need in a good wing woman.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll be the picky one. You can just talk to her.
You're scared to death right now, huh?
No, I'm just thinking in my mind that it'd probably be good to have you guys pick, just because I've done a horrible job up until this point with my.
No. Here's, you know what? Here's the one thing that I've learned about you since you started on this show in early November. Ain't nobody picking for you. You're picking for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want what you want. You don't want what other people want. You don't want us picking for you.
I don't know. I'm thinking of trying something new.
Line them up.
Well, if you're thinking about trying something new, then you should pick that too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what is old and what is new.
That is true.
So we'll start. We'll start in round number one of the Masked Lover. Lil Jess, the one thing that everybody notices about you is that you're real tall. How tall are you?
6'3".
And I think that's important.
It is.
Because not all dudes like tall girls. Some dudes really like tall girls.
Yeah. They do.
When's the last time you were in a relationship?
8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? No, I mean.
There's nothing wrong with being single 8 years. You go, girl.
No wonder you two get along so well.
Stop.
Let me ask you this. Why?
Uh-oh, this is getting deep.
Why do you think?
Why haven't I been in a relationship? Because I was getting over a relationship, and I wanted to make sure that the next person I date or get into a relationship with, I wasn't bringing that into the next relationship.
Man, I don't want to take all the questions, but I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more question from Kayla.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Ugh, no.
Oh. I was kind of hoping.
I believe in, that bubbly feeling.
Oh, you believe
those
in
tingles.
Yeah, you believe. Yeah, you believe. I want
lust at first sight.
Yeah, you believe in lust at first
lust
sight.
Lust at first sight.
Oh, okay. I get that. I do get that.
Okay.
All right, fellas, it's up to you. Round number one of the Masked Lover. This is the toughest part. 702-364-9898. She's tall. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's got a good job. You Latina?
Yes.
I mean, I wanted to, you never want to assume. No, idiot. I'm Eskimo. You know what I mean? You never want to.
I'll take that too.
I'm Russian.
Idiot. Yeah, idiot. Can't you recognize Korean? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Full Latina?
Yes.
Oh, good
that
Lord.
I know of.
Tallest Salvadoran I know. I'm kidding.
Salvador?
It's so funny though, when I do go to Mexico, it's interesting to watch everybody like strain their necks because I'm like triple the size.
You're Mexican?
Yes.
Tallest Mexican I know.
That's a selling point, dude. Right? That's the tallest Mexican you know.
Think about all the basketball playing children you guys can have together.
Are you an athlete?
I used to be, but no. I was too busy hanging out with the wrong crew. In fact, I think I was the wrong crew. It was actually me leading the pack.
I was the wrong crew. That's the greatest thing ever. What's the one thing we learned about Lil Jess when she was younger? She was the wrong crew. That's your final exam answer later on today. All right, fellas, it's on you.
Step it up.
If you would like to go on a date with Lil Jess, just one date. Mm-hmm. That's all we need.
Yeah.
We just need to know a little more about you. Obviously, we will have questions. Feel free to ask questions of her. And at the end, we will select one guy to go on a date with Lil Jess, not unlike when we did Moog Mating. We'll go out to dinner.
Okay.
There'll be other things involved, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But first things first, we need you to call 702-364-9898. Now I want everyone to prepare for the idea that we may not get a call. There might not be a guy.
Some people don't want to put their life out there like that.
Well, and there might not be guys who are gutsy enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, in this age of Tinder and Bumble, whatever, Grindr, whatever you're into,
whatever works for you.
Yeah, whatever works for you. But this is not a normal thing. But I gotta be honest with you, we're not looking for a normal guy.
It's gonna take more effort than swiping right. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And it's just a date. That's it. We have dinner on someone else.
Yes.
It's free dinner. That's important to know.
Selling points.
But I want everybody to be prepared that this could be a colossal fail.
Okay.
That's the only way you're going to get to the good stuff.
Right.
So, all right, guys. Don't be a wuss. Call 702-364-9898 for round one of The Masked Lover.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, why are you all game face?
Because I want... Because I'm here for my girl, and I'm going to...
I understand, but if you're going to be... Are you going to be the... Oh, God, no. You know who you are right now?
Who?
Honest to God, you're the girl, so there's the group of girls. You see the girl you like, so I see Lil Jess. I go to walk over there. you're the girl that steps up. You put an arm in my chest and goes, she doesn't want to talk to you. And it's like,
it's exactly who I am.
It's girls' night. It's girls' night. Leave us alone.
Dang proud of it.
Well, you suck right now. No, you're horrible. You're no good. You're no good for this.
If
you're going to be putting up blocks and walls.
I will not. I promise not to put up walls because I do want little Jess to find love.
This is hard enough.
Or at least a date.
This is hard enough without a speed bump in the way, which is, by the way, what guys call girls like you. You're the speed bump.
Speed bump.
Yeah, we have to find a way to run over you. This is interesting. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Chad. How's it going? Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. So you're not actually, well, this is awkward. You're not actually calling to try and get a date with little Jess, right?
Correct. I, for the first time in like 5 years, have actually finally found love, so I will not be spending single awareness day by myself.
So you called to rub it in little Jess's face?
Yeah.
Way to go, Dave. Thanks, Dave.
No, I forget who said, I was hoping maybe she could find love in all the right places this time.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes it's not, I'm just not rubbing it in, but you want to look out for certain people so that way they can experience it.
So are you looking for a side piece? What's going on?
Yeah, why are you
what's
calling?
Happening? Lil Jess, are you interested in being a side piece?
I just want to know, but I want to know what side piece I would be. Am I the broccoli, the mac and cheese?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that means, and it, like I said, it is not for me, so I'm trying to make you the great age, top.
Okay,
grade,
so what are you doing?
You know,
what are you doing here?
I have a buddy of mine. He actually tweeted tweeted to you, Chad, about it yesterday. So
DJ, what's his biscuits? DJ Scratch and Sniff. What's his name? DJ Speed.
DJ Speed, correct. I've known him for many, many years. He and I go way back.
Hang up the phone.
I know he's...
Hang up the phone. Go call him. You tell him, call us.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. And, I love the morning zoo. You guys do a great job. So... Go Knights Go. Keep up the great work, guys.
No,
love Jesse,
no Go Knights Go. And much love, but how blind do you want this date to be? I'm calling for my friend.
Yes.
You know what I mean? How blind? We've already got masks and phone calls. And I don't think we need, you know, kind of like Kayla being the gatekeeper. I don't think we need another layer here.
Mm-hmm. No.
So call your boy, tell him to man up and call us.
I got you guys.
You're a good man. And if he doesn't do it today, we can do it on Monday.
All right, perfect. Sounds good.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye. Thanks, Dave.
No problem. Love you guys.
I love you back.
Love you.
Bye, Dave.
No, and that would be great. I'd like to nominate, but then you don't know if they're willing.
Or,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, bro, I got you a date. That's not right.
I know you've been lonely, bro. I hooked you up.
So let's get to getting here. Hello, Steve.
Yes, sir.
How are you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I like this guy already. By the way, By the way, Lil Jess, and yes. we didn't really talk about this yet, but as you know, and the way this bell that is on your microphone came about is we needed a signal that if there was a guy that you liked and didn't want me to hang up on, you know, because when we're done, it's a show. When we're done talking to them, they usually hang up. The other guy already wussed out. Steve, this is yours to win. I'm telling you right now, this is yours to win. So if there's something that you like out of this, ring the bell.
Okay, gotcha.
So, Steve? Meet Lil Jess. Lil Jess, meet Steve.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Oh, this is hot.
Oh, you'd like us to continue?
No, I'd love to just sit here in silence.
This is an ask you question.
No, this is you.
This is the first.
I can go with the first one. Okay.
Yeah, start talking to him.
What do you do for a living, and how long have you had that position?
I'm a fleet manager for a trucking company here in town.
Good job.
Very good job. I've been doing it with them for about 2.5 years now. I've been in the industry almost 9.
Great.
By the way, are you just going to talk to him, or are you going to read stuff off of paper? And it doesn't matter what the answer is. But are you going to have a conversation with him, or are you going to read pre-approved questions?
I can just talk to him. I didn't memorize my questions though, so we'll see.
I got the feeling like it was question 1. What is your place of employment, and how many months have you been employed with this company? You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, making a relationship.
Gotcha.
However.
Is the next one going to be a credit score question?
Yeah. Right.
That's important. That's important, Steve. Don't knock it.
By the way, what is your credit score?
More,
you can tell us. What is it?
North of 740.
Okay.
Oh. Ah, good.
Hey.
He's in.
I think we've got a winner.
Yes.
All right, Steve. So if you were arrested.
She put her feet up, by the way. This is good. No, this is good.
She's
now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family think you were booked for?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, probably reckless driving or like disorderly conduct.
Likes to party. I like
this. Nice.
Well, disorderly conduct could be like resisting arrest mildly.
Because he likes to party.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to party, Steve?
Sounds fun.
Yeah, Steve, do you like to party?
I enjoy, having some drinks and, kicking back, letting the hair down, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like we're not expecting you to go, I'm shooting heroin right now. I mean, it's we're not expecting.
While I'm driving in the car.
Yeah, right, while I'm driving. Well, got to get to work somehow.
It's kind of reckless.
Right.
Okay, no, I love this. So he's going to work right now, which means he wasn't lying about the job.
Yeah, very true.
So that's good.
What's Steve, have you ever watched The Walking Dead?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Which character do you most resemble?
Oh, I can't remember his name, but it's one of the co-main characters, the longer-haired, kind of lone wolf.
Daryl?
Yes.
Hey, Steve won the challenge. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so here's what's funny. We thought Lil Jess would be asking, we thought she'd be asking the straightforward questions.
Right.
And then we might have to fill it in with the weird stuff, what Game of Thrones character, Walking Dead character, whatever, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? No, okay, we need to know. So I'm going to leave it to Kayla. Go ahead.
How tall are you, Steve?
6'3".
My man.
What is your idea of a perfect date?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what my idea is because it's important to me to co-share what both people enjoy doing on a date.
You know what? And here's what's funny. I went, ooh, I don't think I like co-share. But
and
you know what?
I love co-share.
Lil Jess loves co-share.
No, that's great, though. Because it shows that he cares enough to, plan,
but he's indecisive and wussy.
No,
I'm just kidding. Just joking, bro. It's all just jokes. I'm on your team here.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just conscious of other people's needs, wants, feelings, just because I enjoy doing something.
Look at our boy just winning. Look at our boy. You know what? No further questions. Do we give him the first mask?
Yes.
You're getting the first mask in the mask lover. There's no question. I am so happy because I was afraid this was going to be a dumpster fire, and you just came out of nowhere and knocked it out of the park. So
thank you.
Can we get you to come to the radio station on Wednesday and put on a Lucha Libre mask and fight for Jessica's love? Not like fight Lucha Libre style, but mask lover style.
Yeah, why not?
My man.
Yeah.
My man. Steve, I like Steve a
Me
lot.
Me too.
All right, hang on, buddy. We'll get some info from you. I think we've done excellent work here. I feel good about
it. Oh, my God, yes.
Lil Jess, do you like him?
Yeah, I do so far. This is I'm nervous now because I don't want to know about 2 and 3.
You rang the bell twice. Oh my God.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. This
episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.